The Professor as Sociopath, written and narrated by J.M. Kaczynski, Ph.D. Sociopaths are people who cannot hack it and then lie, both to themselves and to others, in order to cover up their deficits. They are people who are not great, but are so afflicted by infantile narcissism that they cannot tolerate not being great. People of integrity who would like to be an Einstein or a Beethoven, but know that they aren't, don't become sociopaths. They become people who do what they can do, and they take pains to do it properly. The non-sociopath who wishes he were Einstein, but knows that he isn't, becomes a capable and hard-working civil engineer. The non-sociopath who wishes he were Beethoven, but knows that he isn't, becomes a capable and hard-working film composer or music teacher. The sociopath chooses to be a fake Beethoven rather than a real sub-Beethoven. He chooses to be John Cage, whose work is bogus but chic, rather than Paul Simon, whose work, though sub-Beethovenian, is very good. Sociopath professors claim to be rebels who think outside the box. But they're not rebels. In fact, they're arch-conformists, and they don't think outside the box. They don't think at all, in fact. They embrace positions, such as Marxism and postmodernism, that in some cases were once rebellious, but, at least in the context in which the sociopath professor advocates them, are not only not rebellious, but actually shield their advocates from the scrutiny and criticism to which their opponents are exposed. If a professor takes the postmodernist view that truth is culturally relative, he'll be applauded. If he takes the view that truth is not culturally relative, and that in some cases entire cultures have the wrong view, he'll be derided by his students and censured by his superiors. If a professor takes the radically implausible postmodernist view that the psychological differences between men and women have no biological basis, he'll be praised for his open-mindedness. If he takes the opposite view, he'll be branded a moron and a chauvinist pig. If a professor takes the Marxist view that so-called moral verities are but artifices by which the haves manipulate the have-nots, he'll be seen as a cutting-edge thinker who is willing to question the dominant paradigm. If a professor takes the non-Marxist view that moral truths are not mere chicanery, he will be seen as a pointy-headed retrograde square. Also, if one takes the postmodernist view that there is no such thing as truth, one thereby insulates oneself from criticism, for any criticism of this view presupposes that there is such a thing as truth, and is therefore false, according to the postmodernist. The chic Marxist law professor who, in the U.S. in the year 2010, advocates the downfall of the U.S. government isn't a rebel at all. He knows that his words will have no effect of any kind except to misinform his students and stock the empty heads of faux intellectuals with ready-made slogans that they can use at cocktail parties. And he knows that the very government whose downfall he advocates will...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?